This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another tech story now, also about privacy in a way. You visit a hospital these days and digital information follows you wherever you go, from admitting to lab tests and what drugs you get. With that in mind, now imagine a modern hospital trying to function without its digital network. Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center, not all that far from our studios here in L.A., went back to the pre-computer era for about 10 days or so. The hospital's network was locked down by hackers using software known as ransomware. The hospital did pay the ransom, $17,000 worth, in Bitcoin as it happens, which is interesting, but not the point of this story. The story here, the good news, is that Hollywood Presbyterian is back online. The bad news is that they are not the only victims choosing to, or having to, pay up. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
Ransomware is a particularly pernicious hack. It can come from a website you visit or through email.
Ransomware is basically an encryption program.
Bruce Schneier is a cybersecurity expert at Harvard's Berkman Center.
It breaks into your computer, it encrypts your files, and then doesn't let you at them.
Hackers are using modern, highly sophisticated encryption, so fighting a ransomware attack can be virtually impossible. That means victims are left with two choices: say goodbye to all of their data, or pay the hackers to undo their damage.
You want to ask for a number that's low enough that the victim will pay and high enough to be profitable.
According to security firm Symantec, the average ransom is $300, and the firm says about 3% of victims pay. But because most do it quietly, Adam Kujawa with the cybersecurity firm Malwarebytes believes the number is a lot higher.
What we've always told people in the security community is do not pay the ransom. Never, ever pay the ransom.
Kujawa says that's because profitability is what's fueling ransomware's growth.
But unfortunately, some of these companies and some of these users have not employed backups. They have no way of getting the information back other than just paying.
The best chance of avoiding the problem, says cybersecurity expert Michael O'Riordan, is simple prevention, doing things like keeping software up to date.
People are not always as careful about protecting their machines as they could be, or they don't run, up-to-date antivirus.
That allows ransomware attacks to go unchecked. Symantec detected almost 9 million of them in 2014, more than twice as many as the year before. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.